Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, everybody, let's go. The Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the road. We're happy to be here at Bank First on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And what a beautiful building. Gosh, I've never been inside of it before, but really very, very nice. And very, very appreciative of these good gentlemen inviting us down here. We're going to be talking to several from Bank First a little later in the show, including a guy with a pretty well-known last name.
And are you talking about Chris Mangum or are you talking about Garen Barrett?
Well, actually, there are two.
Yeah.
Travis Creel joins us every Wednesday. Coach Creel, have you ever heard of the last name of Barry by any chance?
I know a couple Barrys.
You know a couple of them? Okay. There was one pretty good. Yeah, he knows you. All right, Coach, I'm going to ask you a non-baseball question first because this occurred to me when I was driving here this morning. We're looking at the last weekend of the regular season. From a fan's perspective and a guy that covers the team, the baseball season always just flies by. It just seems like it's too short. From a coaching perspective, does the season go by fast or is it, you know, or are you so involved that it does seem like you've been playing a while?
No, it goes fast, especially really from the time they get on campus in August to now. I think it goes by fast when it means something to you, and it's real relationships. And I mean, I've been with Russo for 5 years now, and you know, it feels like he was on the phone with me in high school yesterday. You know, it's just time flies, and you know, this weekend's going to be special for those old guys for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was at practice yesterday, and you're always so gracious about setting me up with interviews. And I got to tell you, Coach, I could sense some emotion in some of those kids that I talked to. I think it's dawning on them, probably has dawned on them. But, boy, the last weekend of regular season baseball at the Pete is right here. And Saturday's going to be, in a way, a tough day. Am I right about that?
Oh, for sure. And, I think it's because it means something to them, right? I mean, these guys are true Southern Miss, you know, bleeders. You know, our senior day is just filled with guys who – represent this city, represent our program so well, and have for a long time. So I'm sure there'll be some emotions flying, and you know, it's going to be nice for them to get recognized for sure.
And you know, Travis, those kids say that a lot about, you know, we have this obligation to the city, we have this obligation to the fan base. Man, they are really aware of the love toward the program, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something, you know, we demand and Oz demands when they get here. You know, if you don't, and they're just kind of playing for themselves, and that's when you see a bunch of guys enter the portal and chase money and things like that. But this program means so much to so many people, and that's why it's special. This place is special because of the people. There's a lot more places with more money than us and things like that, but the real relationships and the people in this community is what makes this place special.
Coach, I want to go back to the series last weekend. James Madison's team ERA was certainly nothing to write home about, something that they weren't especially proud of. But nonetheless, thought you guys swung the bats really well last weekend. Break it down for us, their performance last weekend, and then what you expect from the other Eagles pitching staff, Georgia Southern, coming in here to the Pete this weekend.
Yeah, I thought we swung the bats really well. At James Madison, they had had a couple of starters that were, you know, really tough on certain type of hitters that I thought we did a really good job with. And then, you know, tight game Friday, they bring in they had two bullpen weapons that were really good. And once you got past those guys, they got pretty thin. They brought those guys in Friday in a really close game, and we just ambushed them. So those two guys weren't available Saturday, and we, you know, 10 run ruled them. And then we knew we'd get them again on Sunday. And again, we just came up with really huge knocks off their good bullpen arms, which is, you know, something that we're very proud of this past weekend. Yeah, with Georgia Southern, it's a weird year for them. You know, we played them in a conference championship 2 years ago. They hosted a regional 4 years ago, and certainly not a year that they're happy with. But I'd be shocked if they didn't come in here with some talent, just knowing that program, knowing Rodney. They always have talented players, and for whatever reason this year they haven't just put it together on the field.
Yeah, Rodney Hennen is the dean of coaches in the Sun Belt when it comes to baseball. We hear the phrase all the time, Coach Creel, about matchups. Baseball people kind of know what we're talking about. But to the layperson, can you kind of give us the 101 on what you as coaches mean with matchups? We want to have the best matchups we can with our pitchers against their hitters and vice versa.
Yeah, you know, I think that's why it's important to be balanced. So, like, for instance, you know, tomorrow's guy for them, Friday night guy, he is really, really good against righties. And not so great against lefties. So tomorrow's a game where our lefties really need to perform. Our righties need to really compete in the box, because it's not going to be easy for them. But it's also why depth's important, and having a mixed lineup of lefties and righties is important, because if tomorrow we rolled out a lineup, you know, with eight righties, this guy might have a huge day. So, just certain pitchers match up better with certain hitters. Certain hitters match up better with certain pitchers, whether it's sinker guys or ride guys or things like that. So there's a lot of intricacies when it comes to matchups in baseball, for sure.
There's a lot on the line right now. Every time the Eagles take the field, we won't go through all the, you know, all the stats and all the projections. But there's an old saying in sports called trap games. Do you worry about that at all, Coach? You got the last place team coming in here. Your guys really on a roll with each so much importance placed on every game now. Does that in any way from a coaching standpoint concern you? And if so, how do you address that as a coach?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think the classic trap game is a game earlier in the year where maybe there's not a lot on the line and you're worried about the team's energy and effort. I certainly believe our energy and effort will be fantastic this weekend. I'm not saying we're going to win all three, and it's baseball. Crazy things can happen. We got to come out and play good, because at this level, if you play bad, anybody can beat you. But no, from a trap, you know, quote trap game perspective, you know, I always link that back to kind of energy and effort and focus, and I feel very confident our guys will come out with elite energy and focus.
Well, they love playing in front of the home crowd, and I'll share this with you. J.W. Armistead told me yesterday that when he first started pitching, some of the older guys had told him, now, when you take the mound, don't look up in the stands. Keep your eyes on the ground, because if you look up in the stands and see all those crazy fans, it's going to make you nervous. So the crowd will bring a lot of energy this weekend, no doubt, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a reason we're 20-5 at home. It's a really tough place to play, and you know, I've been in another dugout, even though it was 8 years ago, and it's not easy. So certainly brings a level of excitement and energy into the building, and you know, our players feed off that. Mm-hmm.
You know, Travis, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is no bigger Golden Eagle baseball guy than you. That must have been kind of odd for you to come back to the Peak coaching on an opposing team.
It was very weird. I only had to do it one time. I was at Lock Pack for 3 years, and we only came here once, so it was extremely weird, you know, obviously that 3 years in my life gave me this opportunity, so forever grateful for Coach Burrows and Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, because when he left originally, he thought that everybody loved him, but then when he came back in Louisiana Tech, he found out that wasn't the case.
No, I think they do. I just think he
for that weekend anyway.
Yeah, oh yeah, that weekend. Yeah, well, that's right. That's like the young man that transferred from South Alabama told me that. He decided last year he was going to do everything he could to get here. He said, because every time I came up into the on-deck circle, the fans knew my girlfriend's name, my mama's name. They talked about my mama and my girlfriend for 3 days, and I thought, I got to play in a place like this. So,
yeah.
I'm not worried about the trap thing either, because I think lots of times teams are direct reflections of their coaches, and we've talked about how Ostrander and his staff have been tinkering right up here to the last minute, you know, as they look to the
right. But coach, I got to tell you, the guys really looked loose and looked like they were even enjoying practice yesterday. They just seem to be in a great frame of mind right now.
Yeah, we are. They're playing really confident, that's for sure. You know, down on Friday night at James Madison, you could kind of sense it in the dugout that the belief that we were going to win the game was there. It was, it was evident. So, and also it helps. We got a great bunch of dudes that just love baseball and love each other and love going out there and playing together. So they're a lot of fun every day.
Yeah. Is that an eagle that just flew in the right outside the window, Bob, up in that pine tree? A big old brown-headed eagle.
Don't pay any attention, Travis.
No, I'm serious.
He's hallucinating again.
No, I'm serious. That was really weird timing. We're sitting there talking, and the eagle flew right by the window here at Bank First.
Coach, what's your message to the Golden Eagle Nation as they come down here for the last week? Because there's just so much excitement and so much anticipation now in the air.
Oh, I think the message is keep doing what we've been doing. I know this place will be rocking, especially for those seniors, and they deserve it. So looking forward to putting them out of their regular season here at the Pete, you know, the right way.
All right. We sure appreciate your contributions all year to our program, Coach. We look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, we're going to continue from First Bank here on Highway 98 West, and they're going to bring some of the bank guys on next. Stay with us.
I'm not seeing you.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We want to thank Travis Creel. He joins us every Wednesday. Still to come, we're going to be talking to our good buddy Jay Walker down at he's the play-by-play voice of Louisiana Raging Cajuns, and their weekend series is really important to Southern Miss as they're playing Coastal Carolina, and if they can find a way to win that series, the Golden Eagles could actually win the regular season conference championship.
Not just that, Bob, but the Cajuns can
they can play themselves into the regionals.
They can also play themselves out.
Yeah,
I mean, Jay's
right.
Got a hotel reservation. He's got all, and he goes, the Cajuns aren't even guaranteed a spot in the tournament yet.
Yeah, so it's going to be an important series. Hey, we are at Bank First here on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and we're very happy to have Nathan Shiles, who is the Hattiesburg president of this fine institution, and Garen Berry, who is also an officer with the bank. And Nathan, first of all, thank you, man. It's a beautiful facility here. This patio and all is very, very nice.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you guys coming today. So glad to have you here.
Well, it's our pleasure to be here. Your bank has a big impact on the community. Three branches in Hattiesburg, two in Laurel, one in Petal. Mm-hmm. What's been the key to the success?
Our people. We have just a great group of people. You know, we were Magnolia State Bank with a lot of these folks, mm-hmm. and we had a merger back in November. We're transitioning to the Bank First world. It's been fabulous. We still have the same folks. We added some more folks, and the leadership team of the bank that we're with now is just absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. So it's all about people.
Explain for people that may be listening that see a lot of changes in the banking industry. You know, banks coming in. What is the genesis of that, you think?
That's a very good question. Hattiesburg's a fabulous market. There's a lot of good business here, a lot of good people here, and everybody wants a piece of it. So
it's just that it's an attractive place to be in the banking industry.
Very attractive place. Right. Yeah, we have the university here. We have William Carey here. Mm-hmm. A great medical community. It's a very attractive banking community.
And what do you think sets Bank First apart?
The people. I know I mentioned that earlier, but the folks that we have working here, they're the same guys you see at the ball games, the same guys you see at your churches, same guys you see at, you know, just all the functions around town. It's just good old good old boy banking.
Yeah, Garen Berry's sitting right by. He's one of your officers. Have you ever been to a baseball game here in Hattiesburg?
I've been to a couple of them, mainly at Hattiesburg High and Oak Grove, stuff like that.
You know anything?
A couple at Southern Miss.
You know anybody associated with Southern Miss baseball?
I do. A couple of them.
Yeah, that's your dad, Scott Berry.
Yes, he is. He is.
I don't need to tell you this, but I'm going to say this to you. I got to know your dad really well over the past years covering Southern Miss baseball. As great a coach as Scott Berry is, he's a better human being than he is a coach. He's 100%. One of the kindest people I think I have ever met in my life.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I agree 100% with you. Yeah.
So. Well, the fact that he retired when he could have kept working, but he said the reason I want to go now is because I want to enjoy family time.
He told me that in a podcast he did with me.
Yeah, and he's doing it 100%. We had a little girl, me and my wife had a little girl last January, and so
he babysits.
He does babysit. I don't get charged for that, so lucky for me. But no, he absolutely loves it. And,
so let me guess, big tough baseball coach Scott Berry melts when that little baby's in his arms.
Without a doubt. I told him, told somebody this not long ago, that he could not, he would not be able to argue a ball or a strike. I can promise you that. He has none of that left in him.
And, Garen, I'd be remiss, too, if not to say congratulations to your alma mater, the Petal Panthers.
That's right, yeah.
Who secured a 7A state championship berth last night.
Big time. So last time they did that was actually my sophomore year, so in 2011. So that's huge for Coach Connor Douglas over there, and super happy for those guys. And it was a big-time game, and they showed up for it.
I want to go back one more thing that your dad said. I want you to know this. In a podcast he did with me, he said, I asked him, why would you retire at the top of your game? He said, well, this may shock some people, but baseball is not the most important thing in my life. My family is the most important thing in my life, and it was time that I dedicated my attention toward them, and I think that pretty much says everything about him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to ask Angela, your wife, which is more important to her for her. I'm afraid she might say baseball.
Baseball. It would be a boy. It'd be a tough call for her. My wife's pretty addicted to Southern Miss baseball. That's yeah, that's for sure.
And I want to ask you guys, too, in the banking world now, what's the biggest problem that you and probably your competitors are having to deal with in the banking industry? Is it too much regulation, or is there anything in specifically?
So not too specific, but yes, regulations would probably be there, because there's always something that comes in new. It seems like every year we have another something that which we have to overcome and figure out and put people to and work through the compliance side of, but that would –
Can you verify this for me? For many years, my daughter was a compliance officer for Regions Bank, and she said nobody liked her in the banking industry. She went to a branch, she was not real warmly received. Is that factual?
That's pretty factual.
we used to call them the business prevention department. But one of the things, too, I know that people are leery of, particularly government officials, is as we age, I mean, the good news is, as a country, we're living to be older. The bad news is we're living to be older. Elder abuse and things that also money laundering, you know, things like those. But although you have to be aware of that stuff, we live in these good communities where that will rarely ever be a problem.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There's really so much of this online fraud and phone call fraud. I mean, I know y'all see the news put out things all the times about, you know, we will never ask for your Social Security number. We're seeing more and more of that, and they're good. Those folks are good are out there trying to do that.
I think with just the age of AI and everything, how quick a response can be given with that fraud and everything else, it's very hard to you know, it's not like you're sitting there waiting on an email to come back from somebody and you've got time to look it up on your end. I mean, it spits it right back to you. So I think that AI is probably the biggest thing when it comes to the fraud stuff that just makes it look so
real. Right, because you just don't know anymore. We've been talking about that. You can't determine what's real and what's not real sometimes now.
Yeah.
And that's not – I don't think that's a good trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree. And you – you need to know your banker. You need to know your tellers. Communicate with them before you go to give anything out.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I want to ask you guys this question. I'm from a generation that going to the bank, knowing the tellers, knowing the loan officer, all of those things were very important to me. What percentage of your customers now do all their banking online?
A lot. And you see a huge gap with ages with that. Of course, us as banks, we've done everything possible to try to simplify life for folks, but at the same time, it's kept people out of the building with your direct deposits and your online banking and your ability to deposit checks online. But it's more of a generational thing. Like you start getting below 40 years old and you see lower and lower and lower amounts.
So as the president of the banks here in Hattiesburg, how do you feel about that?
I'm still in the old school group too. I like to see everybody. Yeah. So I'd love for them to come in, let's sit and talk, have a cup of coffee. But we're definitely having to change and adapt to the times of the online mm-hmm. sources.
Has that been a big change?
It's been different. So again, you've got some of the younger generations coming to play now at the bank. For them, they expect everything that for employees of the bank. They expect all of it. Let's figure out how to do everything. Let's open an account online. Let's apply for this online. And they can pick it up a lot faster than I can. I'm still running off of let's put it on a piece of paper to figure this out.
And they don't know any better because they were raised in that environment to where all there was their phone and computers. So they don't know the personal touch, you know, like we did back in the day. When you hear these news headlines about, well, interest rates are doing this or interest rates are doing that, that's not a huge reflection on situations at banks or is it?
So, no, I mean, we don't set the rates. You know, we're running off the Fed's meetings with that. We try to correlate as best we can to offset when we need to try to make it make sense for the customer. But we are, we're not the ones that are setting all the rates with that.
So, Gary, let me ask you this question. We'll go back to this online banking and stuff. We were talking to Coach Oz this week, and he was talking about when he recruits kids that asking the right questions, those face-to-face meetings are where he determines, are you a fit for my program? Is it not to the advantage of a customer to come look you face-to-face and have a conversation with you if they are in need of a banking service?
Oh, I think most definitely. I understand the make things easier and all that. But it helps. I mean, it goes back to the AI fraud. I mean, as much as it is to know, the teller and the officer, it is for us to know our customers and know, hey, be able to reach out and say, hey, this doesn't sound like something you would say or do, so we'll be able to reach out to you and know that. And that just helps on both ends. I mean, especially with interest rates where they are, being able to talk to your loan officer, being able to pick up the phone. I mean, I think Nathan can say we don't have set hours. I mean, we work weekends, we do everything, and that's just being available and being able to have that comfort with people that they know they can call us and ask any type of question whenever it comes to their financials.
And it's such an important relationship, I believe. Your relationship with your banker through my life has been very important, and I wish we could see that continue. Can you guys come back a little later in the show?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, we're going to have these fine gentlemen back on the Eagle Hour as we continue to broadcast from Bank First. Coming up, Jay Walker, play-by-play voice of the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. He's next.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're at Bank First here on Highway 98 West, and we're going to have Nathan and Garen back on the show before we leave. And again, want to thank them very much for inviting us here today. And now, if you're looking for a great bank, they've got three here in Hattiesburg, two in Laurel, and one in Petal. And it's a full-service bank that can provide you with any banking need that you may have. So be sure you come talk to these fine folks. Here's another fine one. Jay Walker is the play-by-play voice of the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, my second favorite conference team. And Jay, I think we would have to say, is right up there at the top with play-by-play guys. Would you agree with that, Kelly?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to be around, too.
Well, he's from Louisiana. I mean, come on. That's what they do in Louisiana. Right?
I was going to say when he's sober, but, of course, you know.
I have never seen the man with so much as a beer in his hand. Now, I got to tell you. Jay Walker, welcome back to the show. It's always good to have you on, my friend.
I appreciate that. And just for clarification purposes, I am from Connecticut.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Somebody said I was from Louisiana. Now, I've lived in Louisiana, like, forever, okay?
Well, right. So you've become a Cajun.
Yes, I have. Yeah,
you're a Connecticut Cajun.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Sounds like a Steven Spielberg or Stephen King novel.
All right, Jay, big weekend series, and we asked you to come on today because the truth of the matter is it's a big weekend series for Louisiana and for Southern Miss and for Coastal Carolina. And it's all really going to, I think, be centered there, you know, in Lafayette when the Cajuns host Coastal. Coastal is in a bit of a slide, but Louisiana, your guys are starting to play well, aren't they, Jay?
Well, I'll tell you, and I think it started the weekend that Southern Miss came to town. And after that, the Cajuns played pretty well. They lost a series at Troy, got walked off on Sunday, and then went to Arkansas State, won 2 out of 3, came home, swept Georgia State, and then won 2 out of 3 against what I think is a really good App State club this past week. So, yeah, the Cajuns are playing better. They're trying to overcome a couple of crucial injuries right now. Rigo Hernandez, the second baseman who's been as good defensively as anybody that we've had, was hit by a pitch against Georgia State, had a broken bone in his forearm. He's had surgery. And Mark Collins, who had won the job in left field, and was the Cajuns' leadoff hitter, broke a thumb sliding into home plate. So those two guys are out, and the Cajuns are having to try to figure it out without those guys, but they've kind of been able to do it. And I think this is a confident Cajun team waiting for Coastal to come to town.
We know what's on the line for Southern Miss. If the Cajuns could win their series and the Golden Eagles sweep Georgia State, the Golden Eagles would win the regular season championship. But that's not what we're calling you about. What's on the line for Louisiana? I mean, can they play themselves into the postseason?
Well, I think first things first. First of all, they got to play their way into the tournament because mathematically they have not secured a spot in the tournament as of yet. The second thing is you've got a chance if you win the series and Texas State loses one game. And when I say win the series, the Cajuns take 2 out of 3, then the Cajuns will finish in the top 6 and won't have to play on Tuesday. So those two things are really big for the Cajuns right now. Now, those two things, if you have success there, kind of lead you to the third thing, and which is what you're talking about in postseason play. You know, I think winning 2 at App State last week, if they get this series win over Coastal, they've got a series win over Southern Miss, and then if you don't just go in and mess up the bed like the Cajuns did a couple of years ago after they won the regular season championship, then I think you're very much in the discussion for an at-large bid, but there's a lot of work to be done before we get to that.
Right. Well, that would be two big conference wins for them if they won the series against the 1 and 2 ranked teams in the league. It looks like to me, Kelly, that'd get them in.
Well, you would think so, but a lot of it's going to be predicated on what everybody else does, too.
Yeah.
But, Jay, you've already made reservations for – I hope you can get your money back if the worst should happen for you guys this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you – The baseball program makes my hotel arrangements and stuff. So if they're canceled, so am I. So that part will work out. But you know, this is going to be an interesting series. And I know Southern Miss didn't play Coastal this year, and so I don't know how much you followed them. Besides, did they win or did they lose? But this is a very different Coastal Carolina team from the ones that I'm used to seeing. I'm used to seeing these guys who, you know, 3, 4, and 5, and they all got double-digit home runs, and they're driving in 60 runs and doing a. This Coastal team is very different. They are near the bottom of the league in team batting average. They don't hit with a lot of power. I mean, they've hit a little over 50 home runs this year, but they've only got one who's got double digits. But here's what they do. They lead the nation in being hit by a pitch. They lead the nation in sacrifice bunts. They have stolen over 100 bases this year. So they're doing it, and they're having success, but they're doing it differently from the way they've done it in the past. And to me, that's a sign of a great program.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason that Louisiana, Southern Miss, and Coastal Carolina are not playing each other every year in the Sun Belt. Would you agree with that, Jay? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, when you have a 14-team league and you've got 10 weekends, there's going to be four teams you don't play. And I would love it if those teams would play each other every year. And at the same time, you know, it's a rotation. And, you know, look, next year we get Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina both on the road back-to-back weekends.
Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a real enjoyment. God, jeez.
Like a cold toilet seat, right?
Yeah, but a really cold one. I would like it if everybody, you know, if we played everybody, but you know, this year I'm upset that we're not playing Georgia Southern because they're in last place and we didn't get to play them this year.
Jay, in the years that you've been covering this league, have you ever, I mean, Southern Miss is either going to be a 1 or 2 seed, we know that, but really other than Southern Miss and the bottom teams that you know are not going to make the Sun Belt tournament, it's really anybody's guess at this point as to where the seeds are going to fall. Have you ever seen it like this going into the last weekend?
I don't think so, because there's, you know, Southern Miss, Coastal Carolina, and App have clinched spots in the tournament. Georgia Southern is out, but the other teams are still alive as far as at least making it into 10th place are concerned. So everybody has an important series this weekend. And I'll tell you what, 3 weeks ago, if you would have told me that Arkansas State and ULM probably weren't going to make the conference tournament, I'd have told you you were out your mind. But yet, here we are, right? I don't think you take anything for granted in this league. And, you know, all I know is, you know, Coastal hasn't swept a series in about 5 weeks. And the Cajuns right now, I think, are playing pretty good baseball. Now, the Cajuns have made some changes pitching-wise since they played Southern Miss. The guy who was the eighth and ninth inning guy who throws 98 is now the Friday night starter. Andrew Herman has stayed on Saturday, and then Ty Roman, who was on Friday earlier in the year, has moved to Sunday, and Sawyer Pruitt, who is the Friday night guy against Southern Miss, is now in the bullpen. So they've made some changes with the roles in the pitching staff that I think have helped them, and also they're starting to hit the ball better, and it's been that case for about the last 4 weeks now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the Southern Miss fans will be pulling for the Raging Cajuns this weekend. And, Jay, as you know, we write big, big checks to any guest that we have on our show. You've received many of them. So if the schedule allows next week when we're on the air and the Cajuns are not playing, we'd love to have you come sit in with us again this year.
I would absolutely love to do that. I really enjoy visiting with you guys, and I would I'd rather talk baseball than just about anything else on the face of this earth. So,
right. Well,
I'd be glad to join you if it all works out.
Yeah, that's why we all get along so well. We have a mutual love, and it is college baseball. There is no question. All right, good luck to you this weekend, my friend, and thanks so much for coming on. I look forward to seeing you in Montgomery next week.
I'll look forward to it too. Thanks so much for having me, and just because you're rooting for us this weekend, go Cajuns.
There we go. All right. Jay Walker, everybody. One of the great play-by-play guys in the Sun Belt. No doubt about that.
But you know, you noticed he was kind of hesitant because he knows they're not guaranteed a spot.
I can't imagine a conference tournament without the Raging Cajuns
I get it, but it's just that's what I was talking about. In all the years that he's covered it, we've covered it, I don't ever remember the league being this closely bunched going into the last weekend.
Man, I don't mind saying it. When it's not involving the Golden Eagles, I'm a Raging Cajun fan, man. I like their baseball team. I watch them a lot, actually.
Now, their fans are truly fans, considering that the root word is fanatic.
That's exactly correct. And they do know, been known to drink a cocktail or two.
No. you're making that up.
More for Bank First next. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. It's been delightful to be here at Bank First today. And we're rejoined by Nathan Chiles, who's the Hattiesburg president, and Garen Berry. And Nathan, I understand you guys are going to be involved in the baseball game tomorrow night.
So we are. We're going to be there early, have someone set up at each of the gates, and we're going to pass out some kind of, I guess, rally towels will be the right. You know, we may know the dirt guy. He may make an appearance.
Mm.
So we have some towels that are throwing the dirt. Bank First.
Pretty famous. Pretty famous. I think we saw some of those towels when we were at your bank in Petal recently.
Right.
He's quite the character, isn't he?
He is the character. So
throw it in the dirt.
Yeah, but now Scott Berry, last time he was at the park, was handing out T-shirts for another
for MCS Home Center. Your
That's
dad
right.
was out there yeah. doing that. He's become quite the celebrity, hasn't he?
He has. He loves to show off. You know, they did that that series on him back. I don't know. It was whenever my sister was younger, but he won an Emmy for that. He had that Emmy in his office. And he's quick to say that he's an actor. So.
Well, you know, you're the only person in Hattiesburg that could say that on the Eagle Hour, that he loves to show off.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, the one question I had for you, G, in the banking business now is what if, I know this might be far-fetched, but like a Mississippi State or an Ole Miss fan came in here and maybe was asking about the bank and wanted to open an account, would you like – Let them open an account?
We're equal opportunity.
That's a great answer. You're not going to discriminate, are you?
That's right. I don't control the rates. Remember what Nathan
right,
said?
Right, right. And you feel a little sorry for him being an old Mississippi State fan to begin with. So got a little sympathy rolling, right?
100%.
Nathan, what would you like for our listening audience to know about your institution?
So good group of people. We would, you know, love to invite you to come in, visit with us. We've got a stellar group of lenders, tellers, assistants. I can't say enough about the folks that we work with on a day-to-day basis. So would love the folks to come in and have an opportunity to sit down and talk with them and learn who we are.
And I guess I'm right, full service bank from mortgage loans to car loans, right?
That's correct.
To personal loans.
We do it all from consumer to commercial to mortgage to all of it.
Now what about, as I know more and more banks are getting into like the investment sides too, you can do that, is that something that's
so we're not set up with an investment division? There are some banks that are. We do not have that. I've got several good buddies that do that on the side as well, but we're not set up that way. We're more your lending and deposit based.
I think that's probably in retrospect really good, because it's a good way to lose friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Recommend something that goes south.
And a lot of uncertainty, obviously, always, but you say the economy here is good. This is a good place to be banking. Should people be optimistic about the economy?
So Hattiesburg's a fabulous market, as I mentioned earlier. It's we don't take a lot of highs, and we don't take a lot of lows. It's just a good, stable economic town.
Yeah, I've heard the term used, recession-proof. Really, because of the two universities, William Carey and Southern, and Hattiesburg Clinic, Forest General, and
Camp Shelby.
Camp Shelby and Merit Health or Wesley or whatever it's called this week. It tends to change quite a bit. But I think that's probably why there's those anchors.
Absolutely. You have the anchors of the university with William Carey and with Southern Miss. Like I said, the Camp Shelby, the health care we have, it is a great, stable environment here.
And the fact that Hattiesburg is consistently in the nationwide magazines, reputable magazines, labeled one of the top retirement communities in the country, which means older people tend to have assets, like them or not, they tend to have money. and that certainly makes for a good banking environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Simple things, too, like checking accounts. Do people do that? They still do that, right? We were talking about all the online stuff is why I asked that question.
Right, yeah. We have simple checking accounts, and there's a lot of different things we offer, different products. Different checking accounts are available to do different things that kind of fit what somebody's needs are. If you're somebody that wants to just kind of hold the money and let it grow, we can do that. Or if you're one that needs to just be able to move stuff around, we're also able to do that.
And I want to ask you this before we run out of time. I know that people go through stages in life when they may be shy about coming and asking a bank officer to loan them money for something. What advice would you have to a young couple, let's say, that really needs some help, but maybe they're afraid to come in here and ask you for a loan?
Yeah, so we're an open book conversation, so it's you don't know until you sit down and talk through it, and this is what we do every day, so we're happy to look at anything and try to come up with suggestions. Hey, this makes sense for you. It may not make sense for your neighbor over here, don't be intimidated. Come in, sit down, let's talk. This is what we do.
And I'm assuming you could counsel a couple on, this is what you need to do now to get this home loan. Is that part of what you do as well?
That is correct. Yeah, we will do that as well. And we've got, so we set up, we do car loans, we'll do home loans, we'll do construction loans, we'll do commercial loans, and yes, that's what we do every day as we sit down with counseling.
Even a guy like Kelly?
Even for Kelly.
You'd even talk to him.
Hey, let me tell you, buddy, the old Sandman's got a little coin, put away. But to recent college graduates, my financial tip is just because you have checks doesn't mean that you have money.
That's so true.
I learned that the hard way, too. Nathan, thank you very much for
having
me. Thank
you. I appreciate you.
And Garrett, great to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate it.
My best regards to your dad, okay?
Thank you.
I want to thank very much First Bank for having us here. Great place to bank, folks. So don't be shy about coming and talking to these fine guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, so the road show continues. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.